what do you make of victims being asked to hand over their mobile phones?
Well, I think the first thing that we need to point out is we know that rape is seriously underreported. And there are already several barriers to victims coming forward. So this news may put victims off from coming forward.
There's a risk that cases could potentially be dropped if they don't hand over their phones. Does that seem unfair to you then?
It does. I mean, victims are given a choice, but also are being told that it could impact that prosecution. And we feel that that puts a lot of pressure on a victim. It could mean that they could feel coerced into doing so.
How difficult is it then to ask someone to hand over their phones when there's perhaps this issue of trust with other people at the time?
That's exactly right. Victims may feel that they're being investigated and that they are in the wrong. That could further add to their distress. And obviously, victim support, we're here to reduce the effects of trauma and distress. And there's a good chance that they may feel re-victimised by this. There is this kind of concern about how it's used in a criminal investigation. And again, really, we're looking at re-victimisation for individuals.
And so what would be your advice to prosecutors? How should they be handling what is a very sensitive situation?
Again, it is a difficult situation, and we do understand these things being put forward. But again, it's really important for us to put out the point of view that from victim support, it doesn't matter whether that victim reports that crime to the police or not. If they do want to do that at a later stage, it's also something we can support them with.